Srimad-Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text number 45. Swatma Britam Swatma Britam Mayetam Te Guptam Apivar Nitam Vyapetam Loka Sastradhyam Bhavan Hi Bhagavat Para Swatma Brit. By His Divine Grace, let's see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Let's repeat. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul, purport. A person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion and Vedic or philosophical literatures. Prahlad Maharaj, who is such a devotee, always defied the false instructions of his father and the so-called teachers who were appointed to teach him. Instead, he simply followed the instructions of Narada Muni, his guru, and thus he always remained a stalwart devotee. This is the nature of an intelligent devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam instruct Jagyai Sankirtan Prajaya Jajantihi Sumedasa. One who is actually very intelligent must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an eternal servant of Krishna, and those practice constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki. An intelligent devotee. He is that devotee who follows completely without his personal interpretation, his personal idea, the instruction of his guru. Such a devotee who sincerely serves the spiritual master will be empowered to understand the confidential nature of devotional service. Such a devotee will be empowered to understand the conclusion of the scriptures. Such a devotee will be empowered that the principles of Krishna consciousness becomes very simple for him or her to follow. No one can become a successful devotee without the mercy of a guru, a sadhu, one who has Krishna in his heart. It is not possible to become a devotee on our strength, our intelligence. It is by the mercy of a pure devotee. Only by the mercy of a pure devotee can someone else become a pure devotee. We must be invited by a pure devotee to enter the environment of pure devotees. This example is shown here by Prahlad Maharaj. It is said here that he neglected to follow the instructions of his demonic father and the scriptures manufactured by the demons. He neglected them. He didn't give attention to them, but he followed the instruction given to him by his guru, Narada Muni. Because he satisfies his spiritual master, Narada Muni, he is very powerful. He became so powerful that even his father, who was tormenting the whole world, became afraid of him. This is the potency of parampara. Our strength in Krishna consciousness is parampara, not our own ability, not how much we know. It is not about my intelligence. It is parampara. We own nothing. But if we submit ourselves before the lotus feet of the spiritual master who has connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll become empowered. And the principle of Krishna consciousness becomes very simple to follow. It's not difficult. This is the secret of success. We don't have to manufacture anything new. We simply have to follow the acharyas. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not residing in Vaikuntha Loka. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not residing in the heart of yogis who have been trying for millions of years to capture him in the heart. Lord Krishna is locked up in the heart of his devotees. The pure devotees put Krishna in their heart. A pure devotee, they can also plant Krishna in the heart of the devotee. This is the process. We see this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the life of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, Lord Krishna came to him to give him milk to drink. And how Lord Krishna disappeared after giving him the milk made him to suspect the kind of a person who has come to him. In his meditation, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna promised him, "I will come back to collect my pot." Madhavendra Puri wanted to capture Lord Krishna. And Krishna escaped. Physically, Madhavendra Puri told him, "You can run anywhere you like to run, but what about my heart? Can you run away from my heart? I have locked you in my heart. Here you cannot run. Externally, you can run to any direction. In my heart, you cannot run because Samala Bhakta, the heart has become a residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his humility, by his sincerity, by his eagerness to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without duplicity, he captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart." So also all the pure devotees, they have no duplicity in their heart. Therefore, Lord Krishna takes shelter in their heart. So, to get Lord Krishna, it is not from studying the scripture. To get Lord Krishna, it does not depend how much we have spoken about the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna. It depends on pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that association, chant the beautiful holy name of Lord Krishna. To chant the pure holy name, it is not by how much rounds we chant also. It also depends on how we please the Guru and is satisfied. Then the holy name will descend. But one who is too selfish and too concerned about his or her own ideas, his own situation, his own purification, his own perfection, Lord Krishna will not take shelter in such a heart, because the Guru will see this person is not going to be responsible, not going to represent me. Therefore, I cannot plant Lord Krishna in the heart. He's going to plant Lord Krishna in the heart of those who have a fatal heart, those who are selfless. They have no motive, no ulterior motive. Their desire to serve Krishna, their desire in Krishna consciousness is completely in agreement with Krishna, with Krishna's desire. Therefore, they will be empowered to chant the pure holy name, not the alphabet. If you chant the alphabet, because the holy name is very powerful, you will get mukti and bhukti, not prema. But if you chant the pure holy name, Krishna prema will descend. That depends on how much sincerity is there in the heart, how much eagerness we have to serve, how much we are ready to sacrifice our own pleasure for helping others. This is the process. Narada Muni gave this instruction to his disciple, Prahlad Maharaj. And because Prahlad Maharaj followed the process to his satisfaction, now he has won the confidence that we can also give our confidence to him. Here it is said, Prahlad Maharaj, because you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord, you do not care for the public or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. The confidence is given to Prahlad Maharaj. If we don't feel secure with our associates or our leader, we cannot give our confidence, because it is very, very dangerous to give confidence to someone who's going to destroy it. Someone who's going to destroy our confidence. We cannot give our confidence to such a person, because the destruction of confidence is very devastating, that person may not get recovered from that for their lifetime. So you see the material world, how people are very devastated. For this reason, Sarupa Goswami, he studied the nature of instruction by describing who should be the guru that we should give our confidence to, that he will not going to cheat us, he's not going to destroy our confidence. Rupa Goswami did not mention such a person should have been in the movement for 1 million years. He didn't say that. He didn't say the qualification is how many disciples you have gotten, how many temples you have constructed, how many panda programs you have organized, how many lectures you have delivered, how many devotees you have made. All these activities can be external. Rupa Goswami said, such a person is understood by how much he can control his senses. If the sense is put under control, is a person self-realized? The qualification is given here. Because you are a self-realized soul. This is a qualification. Not about the age. Such a person must be self-realized and a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee is that personality who has his interest not separate from the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our Krishna consciousness will practice with this kind of mindset to adjust our consciousness to fit in with the consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the 11th canto, it's explained that when the jiva when a jiva adjusts his or her consciousness in such a way that they fit in with the Supreme Consciousness, also he becomes supreme. Because now they are one. And one not in merging, but in one because they have one mind, they have one goal. A devotee has become one with Krishna because they have one common goal. They have one common interest. They agree on principle. Their desire are meshed together. They agree together and they work together in loving relationship. Now the demoni has gotten these blessings and he has gotten the confidence here that one can surrender his or her life to him without fear that tomorrow what will happen with me if I give my life. It's a life of a devotee. A devotee is called a devotee of Krishna because he has sacrificed his personal idea. A devotee has given up his independence, his free will, and have donated that to Krishna. And we celebrate Vyasa Puja of a Gurudev. This is a charity to give to Gurudev, donating our free will, our independence to Gurudev on his Vyasa Puja day. That is the best way to celebrate Vyasa Puja. If you keep our independence and keep our free will, we will not be able to make it. We can be a devotee, but that Premi Bhakta that we are looking for to change the situation, to give this hope, and to get our confidence that we are ready to give our best, it requires extra endeavor. In our Krishna consciousness meetup. And at a level we can chant the pure holy name, which is very satisfying to Krishna, which gives pleasure to Krishna. This is what all the acharyas did, and they left it behind for us to follow. If we follow the same process, who also become successful like Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question?
Maharaj, in yesterday's class, you were mentioning about one vulture who got the special mercy of Lord Ramchandra. So, is he still present in Jagannath Puri physically or in the form of deity? That I couldn't understand.
Kaka Busundi is present today in his form as a vulture. The bird, not just the deity, his person. So if you go to Jagannath Puri, you should search for him. It's not very common for everybody. Not everybody knows about him. I know he's existing there. Only for devotees who are really interested to have access to God. He's living there in person till today. knows the deity from. It's a person. Reciting the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra every day. As we are giving class, he also is giving class day on the life of Lord Ramachandra. You want to go there? You want to see him? There's one devotee here who knows the place. Ananga Mohan Prabhu. He knows the place. He's here with you, so you can ask him. He will take you there. It's a self-realized soul. So many devotees are giving him their confidence. And they go to him every day to hear the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra and get purified. Any other question? Or comment? I didn't see you. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to end here. Thank you very much. ISKCON Founder Chair Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki. Itai Gaura Premanande. All glorious assembled devotees. Jai Shri Krishna.